if we did have it, that would be really unique and would draw more people in to come and see it as well.
Because it is a Frank Lloyd Wright building, does that make it easier when you're writing for grants, or does it make that much difference?
It makes it a little bit harder because we have to have historical credits, and so we have to be able to work within those guidelines as well. And we have to apply for certain grants for certain things, so it kind of makes it a little niche that we have to do. So it makes it a little harder actually to write grants for it.
But I'm sure that process continues, right?
Yep. So we're always continuing to think about what we can do and try to see if we can find something somewhere.
Well, let's go over the scare again coming up. What are the dates, Ashley?
So the Haunted Warehouse is going to be October 25th and 26th. It's going to be a Friday and Saturday, so it's just going to be 2 days. The Small Scare is going to be from 5:30 to 6:30, and again, that's going to be for your parents or kids or anybody that does not want the lights off. And then at 7 o'clock, that's when all the lights are going to go off, and that's what we call No Mercy. So all the actors are going to get ready, and they're going to get to scare you as much as they can from 7 to 9:30. The Small Scare, kids are $10, and then adults are $15. And then after 7 o'clock, everyone is $15 to go in. And so we have tickets that are sold at the 1912, which is 177 East Hazeltine, and those can be through cash or credit card. So they're at the 1912, and then they'll go through the instructions. They'll wait for their group to get called, which is a max group of 8. So if there's a small group, they'll get merged. If there's a larger group than 8 people, then we have to separate them. It just makes the attraction a lot better for everybody that's involved. So if you have a larger group, then they're not going to get scared as much. And we also like to keep that as far as, tracking people inside the building as well. So we're really excited.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It'd be great if you had a group of 8 friends that, mm-hmm. that went through together, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to see a big group of people that all know each other to go through. Yeah, it's really fun. I really like it. And when I had a scare last year, and that was probably the best part, is to see everyone's reaction to it because they know it's happening because the first set of people kind of saw something, but you don't know what it is because you haven't seen it yet. And then when they get to it, they get scared as well.
Oh, I bet. So. Even though you may be expecting it or knowing it's coming, it's still going to be a fright.
It's a suspense, yeah.
Oh, that makes it so much fun. And I don't know what it is, but people, horror movies do well in the theaters. It seems like people like to be frightened.
They do. And this is good fun, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, do's or don'ts for that video? Can you do video while you're in there or not?
No. So we don't allow cell phones or videos or anything like that. That just mainly because it ruins the attraction for everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And if you lose it, so if you take your cell phone out, we've had that happen in the past. We're not able to stop the actual attraction to go find your phone. So you either have to get it at the end, or it may be gone, it may be kicked around, it may be stepped on. We can't guarantee that. So all cell phones, we don't allow in there. Recorders, nothing like that. Unfortunately, because this isn't because stairs are involved, we can't have people that have crutches or wheelchairs or anything like that come through the event because we don't have access for that. We don't have a working elevator in the building at all right now. So it would just, unfortunately, we can't be able to have people that would go through for that. So
no, that's a good tip for everybody.
Yeah, and there's going to be strobes. There's going to be lots of light. There's going to be like fog machines and things like that. So people with medical conditions should just be aware and be mindful if they choose to come in, just to kind of keep a lookout for that. So
those things that jump out at you, or you think they're jumping out, that's sometimes the scariest, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there might be some of that too.
Yes.
Without giving too much away.
That's right.
Well, we hope people will take advantage and look forward to it. And there are many things going on. The Pumpkin Fest mm-hmm. is happening that week as well.
So. Yep. Right across the street from us. So if you're at the Pumpkin Fest, come on over and visit us too. So they've helped us out a lot with advertising and things like that. And that's amazing. So
great. And you're working with the theaters as well for possible pass there too for coming through.
Yep.
Well, Ashley, thanks so much for joining us, and we hope people will take part in the what annual event is this?
This is the fourth annual Haunted Warehouse.
Yes. Fourth annual Haunted Warehouse.
Yes.
Awesome. Coming up, the scare of the small scare or the No Mercy scare, and it's happening October 25th and 26th in our community at the 80 German Warehouse. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 21 days until Election Day and the candidates fighting in the battleground states for votes.
At a town hall in suburban Philadelphia, former President Trump last night talked about the economy.
More people tell me about grocery bills, and we're going to do a lot of things.
In Northwest Pennsylvania,
he has no plan for how he would address the needs of the American people.
Vice President Kamala Harris rallied her supporters. At stake are 19 electoral votes in a state that often picks the winning presidential candidate. Pennsylvania got it right in 2016 and again in 2020. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Pittsburgh.
FEMA is resuming operations in North Carolina after a man was arrested for allegedly threatening workers. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. And Israel's telling the Biden administration its retaliation for a missile attack that will hit Iranian military targets will not hit oil production. This is ABC News. British lawmakers set to vote today to end part of their government that's been in place for 700 years. The measure will take away the right of those born to aristocratic families to sit in Parliament's House of Lords. New warnings about a scam that's costing Americans over $1.6 billion every single year. It's called the Phantom Hacker Scam.
It starts with an email or a pop-up ad indicating that you have a computer issue and providing a customer support number. The fake tech person has you download software that gives him or her access to your computer.
They are going to have something up on your screen so that it looks fairly normal.
Meanwhile, says the FBI's Jeffrey Reisinger,
they're in the background starting to look at potential bank accounts that you may have.
The scammer convinces the victim to move funds into a crypto wallet and then disappears along with the money. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Game two of the ALCS tonight. The Cleveland Guardians will try to even things up after the Yankees took game one. The NLCS tied at one game apiece. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high in the low 50s today and a north to northwest wind at 5 to 15. 25 tonight. A freeze warning for all the area issued from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday. A Wednesday high of 58. Thursday it warms to 65 and Friday 70. 73 Saturday and 75 Sunday, the predicted highs. Currently you have a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour following a low this morning of 30. It is 44 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. It was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken.
Smell like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Every 30 seconds, and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch. Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Rhett Akins, I should say Thomas Rhett. I'm going back a generation. Rhett Akins' son, Thomas Rhett, and Morgan Wallen. Well, the big news this morning, Devontae Adams traded to the Jets. You guessed it. Yep, Devontae Adams going to the Big Apple and reunited with Aaron Rodgers. I should play reunited and it feels so good. Anyway, it's kind of tough as a Packer fan to really get real fired up about it, but it is interesting. And certainly, it always looks like, you know, in baseball, if there's a blockbuster trade, it's like, oh man, they traded four guys or whatever. Well, football doesn't work like that. It's always about draft choices, and it looks like it's a third-round choice, which could become a second-round pick if the performance is based on that, like they make the championship or the Super Bowl or whatever the case might be. But also the Jets really sticking their neck out there. They're taking over the remaining $11.59 million on Adams' deal, a base salary of $16.69 million and $330,000 in roster bonuses. Well, the Jets are reeling. They didn't win last night either with a new coach. So we'll see if that possibly puts a little bit of a spark into them or not.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
My love goes on and 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 on. So many stars in the night that can make up a Milky Way. Oh, and there ain't more than 24 long hours in a day. But they say everything has a limit. Yeah, that ain't exactly true. 'Cause there ain't a limit to the love in my heart or the way that I feel about you. Hell, even when the pyramids are gone, yeah, my love goes
on and 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 on. Well, I got 200,000 miles on a rusty old beat-up truck. And I hate to say, but there's gonna come a day when I'm on, I have to give her up. Darling, since I met you, well, here is how it is. I could live with losing everything, but I would die without your kiss. So if you think this fire we lit inside will burn out, you're wrong. My love goes on and 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 on. Think of what we got, all I do is smile. 'Cause the beginning to the end of time compared to this is a little while. I've heard raindrops will turn into oceans, and the oceans will turn to dust. There ain't a single force in the world that would have an effect on us. Well, it may be that the rugged Rocky Mountains don't last long, goes on and 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 on
my mama that you had a heart of gold. I was weak and searching for a miracle. Then you opened my soul and decided to just close the door. But I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I look over my shoulder 'cause you're getting bolder. I'm never gonna be safe. Girl, I think that it's time to tell you I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happy you're not, so I'll keep my stance and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance. Baby, you left me crying and all alone. I felt like I was dying in that bitter cold. We had something special that I had never seen before. But I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I know I'm not insane and my memory's hazy, but I'm no longer feeling that way. Girl, I think that it's time to tell you I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happy you're now, and so I'll keep my stance, and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance.
baby, you had your chance.
Hunter Lodge on WRCO. Well, on a day like today, I finally graduated to my long-sleeve shirt wardrobe today. It's not going to stay, but I kind of needed it today and probably will tomorrow as well. Getting into more like sweater weather here these days. We're headed toward 53 later. Right now, 44 degrees. Great tunes coming up from the likes of Kane Brown and the Daily Dose straight ahead. Plus, the American Country Radio Minute. They'll be speaking about Old Dominion this morning.
My name is Arlene Meyer. I am with Senior Voters for CARE, Wisconsin. I have farmed, driven a school bus, served on the county board, and raised four sons. Now, I am a resident at Pinecrest, the nursing home owned by Lincoln County. I believe in free and fair elections. It is the right of every American to vote, and I encourage everyone to exercise it. This November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin. Living in a nursing home, I understand the skill, the commitment, and the compassion that is required to provide high-quality care. Senator Baldwin understands this too. That's why she's working to raise wages for care workers across the state, including in small towns like mine. Vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by Movement Strategy Center Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. MSCActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Erin Starks. I've been a proud Ithaca school mom for 5 years. As parents, we all want the best for our kids. And for our family, that means choosing Ithaca School to call home. We chose to open enroll because of the small class sizes and the strong, tight-knit community. From day one, we've felt the love and support from teachers, staff, and administration. Our kids are thriving, not just academically, but personally. The individual attention from teachers and staff who truly want the best for our children in all aspects of their development and well-being is priceless. We always feel heard, and the sense of community is something really special. Every teacher and administrator is there for our children and for us. We love being a part of Ithaca. They regularly go far above and beyond our expectations and are proactive in meeting our children's educational and emotional needs. This November, vote yes on the referendum and keep our school strong. Let's continue to give our kids the environment they deserve, a place where they're not just students, but part of a family. Vote yes for Ithaca. Our kids' future depends on it.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The final week, the last call. Now save up to 90% at Brogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors this Saturday at 2 p.m. Save big bucks. Monday, 70% off. Tuesday and Wednesday, 80% off. Thursday and Friday, 90% off. See Carl for the final price on all large appliances while they last. Save up to 90% during the final week. Get to Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel before they close the doors for good on Saturday at 2 p.m. and save like never before. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie, girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take a time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like country music. Cause I could never live without you. One of my favorite songs about you. Talked about them perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. I could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Brown on FM 100.9. It is 45 degrees. Coming up, the Daily Dose, sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home. Right now, Kathy Matea.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life. And Charlie's got a good wife. After tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. 10 more miles on his 4-day run. A few more songs from the all-night radio. And he'll spend the rest of his life that he loves. He'll buy a Winnebago, set out to find America. He'll do a lot of catching up, a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. I was sitting talking with a friend when a local businessman walked by. My friend asked, "What do you suppose he's worth?" The question caught me off guard. First of all, it was none of my business. Second of all, my idea of a person's worth, I'm sure, was different than his. "It depends on how you measure it," was my answer. I had spent a number of years answering calls on a crisis line. I remember talking to people who, despite their wealth, felt their lives were absolutely worthless. I had come to the conclusion that a checkbook was a very poor barometer of a person's value in this world. If that isn't true, you'd have to say that Mother Teresa is worthless. I doubt anyone would say that. Magazines publish lists of the world's 10 richest, but never the world's 10 most generous. And it's good that they don't, because truly giving people don't crave attention for their deeds. Some inspiration for today can be this: your net worth can be immediately increased in this world, not by what you take out of the world, but by what you put back in. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is indeed whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
I'm Bill Cody, and this is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Welcome. Old Dominion is gearing up to open their Nashville bar, Odie's, soon. See what they did there? Its location is in Midtown, the Midtown neighborhood, and is especially sentimental for the band.
Right across the street, there was a bar called Blue Bar, and we used to play there, I mean, weekly. Yeah. And sometimes we would even call him up, and when we couldn't find a place to rehearse, we would just call him and say, hey, can we come play there tonight? Because we have a big gig coming up, and we want to rehearse, but we have no place to rehearse, so we'll just play there all night for your patrons. And he would be like, yeah, come on.
No opening date for Odie's just yet, but you can follow the bar on Instagram and get the news as soon as it comes out. Old Dominion's new single, Coming Home, is currently approaching the top 40. You can find it on their 31-track Odie's But Goodies collection. It's available now wherever you get your music. With Old Dominion, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other. That's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're dripping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
Old Dominion on WRCO, the subject of today's American Country Radio Minute.
10:41 the time. We're at 45 degrees in Richland Center, headed toward highs of around 53 later on. Don't forget, there's a freeze warning tonight. You might want to put all your little plants, put them in bed with you or whatever you need to do to keep them from freezing. A hard freeze overnight, a low of 25 expected in the morning. Here's Rick Trevino.
Such emptiness. I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. So keep in mind, I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me, but no good without you, baby.
You won't play a note. You can't sing the A ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you, I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, so no roller. All chrome, no motor. Sun says I'm black and white, but you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets on black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you, hey. Without you. Ain't no good without you.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Wednesday, October 16th is the 10th annual National Pedal It Forward Day. Here at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, it will be our first annual Pedal It Forward Day. All you have to do is stop in at 383 West 3rd Street, where we will give you two flowers, one to keep and one to share. Pedal It Forward is a wonderful way to show appreciation in our community, and we hope that you give a flower to a complete stranger or anyone you choose to brighten their day and to uplift their spirits. This is such a powerful way to illustrate the positive health benefits of giving and receiving flowers. Limited supplies are available, so why not pedal it forward this Wednesday? We hope that while you are at Robin's Nest, you browse our unique gifts and decor and shop our 40% off fall sale and check out our services offered. Oh, and don't forget to grab a gift for your favorite boss. Save the date, October 16th at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street. Call 383-1616.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
7 minutes before 11 o'clock. Again, the big trade in football. Davante Adams going from the Raiders to the Jets. Some thought maybe he'd land back in Packer land, but I'm not sure that would have been a good fit either. The Packers have some pretty bright young receivers and not one like go-to person. And that maybe would set the upset or upset the apple cart if you brought somebody in that was kind of the go-to, the dominant one there. So anyway, let's catch a breeze right now with Zach Brown Band.
30,000 feet above the city where I fell in love with you. And the vacant country skyline brings an urban lullaby that still rings true. When I passed you on the street that day, should've let that red scar fly away. Like any chance I had of keeping you. Like the northern wind blowing, yeah, my lonely heart is frozen. Never knew I'd find a way to break yours too. Where the wind blows, babe, you can bet I'll be riding high with it. Holding on for my dear life just like I always did. Close your eyes, babe, take a breath, say my name and I'll be there. My love will find you anywhere, anywhere, my love. The city lights look like a country sky, like staring at stars turned upside down. I wish I may, I wish I might find it in your heart, stick around. I hate it at the end this way. Tomorrow is a brand new day. The chances here in love are precious few. If someone's out there waiting for a sweet good time and lady to make you smile the way I always wanted to. Where the wind blows, baby, you can bet I'll be riding high with it. Holding on for my dear life just like I always did. Close your eyes, babe, take a breath, say my name and I'll be there. My love will find you anywhere, anywhere, my love.
Zach Brown Band blowing through here today. The wind, it's back up there a little bit. Not as bad as yesterday yet. Winds around 8 miles per hour as we head toward 11. This is Linda Davis.
On a 30-inch screen, dreaming about places that she's never seen. She's in the diner by 5 o'clock, playing Elvis on the old jukebox, staring out the window at nothing inside as he sings, "Are you lonesome tonight?"
Shoulder for the heavy load. Lately it's been